In November 2005, 37-year-old mother of two, Isabelle Dunois, became the first person in the world to receive a new face. The decision made by French surgeons to perform the operation went against the findings of almost every other ethical committee in the world, and has since sparked a fierce debate over the ethics of the operation. With the long-term effects still unknown, do the risks outweigh the benefits? Are face transplants really in the best interest of the patient?